This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel's prime minister flies to Washington today. Ehud Olmert will be meeting with President Bush, and he'll deliver a speech to a meeting of the most powerful pro-Israel lobby in the U.S. But Olmert's problems back home are overshadowing his visit here. There, his own key aides are demanding that he step down. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Ehud Olmert already was one of the least popular leaders in Israel's 60-year history. Critics said he badly mismanaged Israel's 2006 war with Hezbollah in Lebanon. He also faced a series of corruption probes, and that was before New York-based financier and Olmert supporter Morris Talansky testified that he gave Olmert $150,000 over 12 years in envelopes stuffed with cash. Talansky said Olmert always insisted on cash, in one case asking Talansky to pay for a family vacation. Talansky said Olmert also insisted on first-class flights, fine cigars, and luxury hotel suites.
If he supposedly received cash in envelopes, this is way beyond getting too much money to cover your election campaign. This is a man who borders on the criminal.
Political scientist Ruben Hazan at Hebrew University notes that the Israeli public historically has not punished corrupt public officials at the ballot box. Incapacitated former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon faced numerous investigations but remained popular, even though his son is currently sitting in jail for mishandling funds related to his father's campaigns. Israelis, Hazan notes, are generally willing to forgive financial indiscretions if they feel the country is secure and moving forward.
The problem with Olmert is he's not moving us ahead. He's not a leader. He might claim that he's on the verge of something, but he hasn't gone anywhere. We don't truly believe that there is progress with the Palestinians.
Likewise, few Israelis believe the new indirect peace talks with Syria, announced the same week as details of Olmert's latest corruption probe came out, are serious or substantive. Olmert insists he never took one penny for his own personal use and that all the funds Talansky gave him were legal campaign contributions. But his defense minister and the Labor Party leader Ehud Barak said the prime minister cannot possibly manage the country and his own legal problems at the same time. Foreign Minister Tippi Livni said the ruling Kadima Party needs to pick a new leader. Political analyst Ruben Hazan says the prime minister has only one choice to make.
Ehud Olmert has to decide if he wants to leave gracefully or he's going to get kicked out.
That could mean early elections, perhaps even as soon as this fall. But Olmert yesterday vowed to stay on. In reference to efforts within his own party to oust him, he said Sunday, the party, quote, must subdue anybody who is not calm and continue to act as a united, strong, and focused party. Olmert's trip to the U.S. and a meeting Wednesday with President Bush will focus on the U.S.-initiated peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. The talks were going nowhere, even before Olmert's latest crisis, says political studies professor Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University. President Bush's announced goal of reaching a peace agreement by year's end, Steinberg says, looks increasingly doubtful.
It was always oversold, the hype, the constant visits of the Secretary of State, the President himself. Those things are way overstretching what the traffic will bear.
In the ongoing corruption probe, the Prime Minister's lawyers will have a chance to cross-examine Talansky in July. But many here doubt that internal politics and public opinion will wait that long for Ehud Olmert to make his case. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.